We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you to the NovaCare Complex. Eagles 6-5, three straight wins. And, coach, welcome to the bye week. What are some of the benefits the players will realize during this week?
Well, we've played 11 games, so obviously there needs to be a week where they can kind of get their bodies right, get their minds right, and then go play meaningful football in December. So every team in the league has a bye. Some occurs. I think this is the last week of the bye. Just depends on how the schedule comes out. So we were in on Monday and lifted, and we'll have meetings, and we'll practice today, and then they'll be off, and we'll be back here next Tuesday and get ready for a stretch run here in December.
What is important for them to do in the days ahead?
Just get off your feet a little bit. Obviously, we've been going at this since we started camp on July 21st, and, to really work the recovery modalities that we talk about all the time. And we've understood how this schedule was laid out, when the schedule came out last April. So we kind of had a plan going into this and how this thing will work. And I think it's good to get away. It's good to kind of get your battery jump started and come back here ready to, face a really good Cardinals team. So I think they understand how to handle it. It's not a, hey, let's go crazy. And, it's let's take care of our bodies. Let's get our rest and let's get ready for a meaningful December.
For the coaches, you talk about self-scouting. I'm not sure fans quite understand what that is. What do the coaches do here?
We got a ton of work to do. Obviously what we've done over the last 11 games in terms of looking at what our tendencies are offensively, defensively, and special teams and what's working, what's not working, how do we we're not overhauling anything, but I think you're always tweaking things. And you have a little bit more time to reflect and look at, what have we done in third down situations? What have we done in the red zone? What have we done in backed up punt? What have we done in going in punt? Is there any way we can make that better? And I think that's your quest as a coach all the time. How do we improve on what we've done so far, and how do we make it better? You also have to be aware of, you can't make a million changes, in a short week, because they're not here for us to implement. We're not going to see them again until next Tuesday. So really just get an idea of where we are as a football team. How do we utilize our players better? How do we put them in better positions where they can go out and make plays? And then get a jump on our next opponent, which is the Cardinals.
How do you feel 6-5, three straight wins? How do you think everything's coming together?
I've seen improvement on a weekly basis. Obviously, it reflects in the record for over the last 3 weeks. I like where our players' minds are at. I like where our coaches' minds are at. So, I see improvement, but I also see, I think everybody that's part of this organization understands we still got a lot of work, a lot of heavy lifting left for us to kind of ultimately get where we want to get.
Tempo is so important with you in the offense. And I wonder, I'm not even sure if you've ever been asked the question, why is tempo so important?
I just think it's about, honestly, about getting into a rhythm. I think we practice at a certain rhythm and we want to play at a certain rhythm. And I think when you get knocked off that rhythm, and don't play to the rhythm that you practice at and that you're used to all the time, it's no different. People have a certain routine that they get up every day and do the same exact thing and then head to work, and they're productive. And when you get knocked off your routine, you kind of aren't as successful as you could be. And it's the same thing for us. We have a rhythm that we practice with. That when we know we practice that way, we execute that way. And when we can carry over what we're doing on the practice field to the game field, you see it with the results we're getting.
Chip, you're getting Michael Vick back healthy. How do you see the quarterback situation, how it's grown
and
improved?
I've got to see. We got to see if he's healthy. So
right. Hopefully. But
When we get him healthy, then we'll address where we are with it. But I think we need Mike. It's obviously, I've said since day one, you need a couple quarterbacks in this league, and we're hoping we can get him back. He has really worked extremely hard at the rehab process and is doing everything that we ask him to do. We're going to see what he's like running around here today. He looked good on Sunday when we worked him out in the stadium before the game. So anybody at this point in time, we need every single body of our 53 up and ready to go. And I think we're hopeful, fingers crossed, listening to what the trainers and the doctors are telling us, that by the time we get to next Tuesday, we'll have almost everybody back.
Does Nick, with success, carry himself differently, more confidence? Do you notice anything?
No, Nick. The one thing about Nickum, which I love, is that there's a consistency to him. There's a consistency in how he comes to work every single day and what his approach is, and that doesn't change. I think when people change because of outside circumstances, then when things are going good, you're going to get a good one. But if things are going bad, you're going to get a bad one. So, we want consistency out of all of our players, especially the quarterback position. I think that's what you get with Nick, is that, he's the same person every day, and that's an admirable quality to have.
What have you seen from the locker room just since you talked about July 21st, first day of camp, everybody growing up together, everybody kind of getting to know each other, mm-hmm. chemistry building? You see a lot of that?
Well, I just see a group of guys that I think really respects the guy to the right of him, to the left of him. They understand how to be professionals. They all understand for us to achieve anything here as an organization, we all got to come together and have a common goal and a common mission and a common vision of how things should look. And, you know, I see that. I see that on a daily basis. I got a bunch of guys that care about each other and understand that for us to accomplish anything, we have to do it together.
The Eagles' defense has allowed fewer than 21 points, 21 points or fewer, excuse me, in the last seven games. What are some of the factors for the success on Bill Davis's side of the ball? The tackling's been outstanding. It really is a group playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I just think it's experience. You know, and the longer they're together, the more they're around our coaches, the more they have a better understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished in certain calls and certain situations. They see it, and I think it's belief with evidence, not belief without evidence, is that they get an opportunity, you know, to see what we're doing is working, and they buy into it. I think there's a great relationship between our players and our coaches on the defensive side of the ball where, you know, Billy and his staff's done a great job of effectively communicating what we won't need to get accomplished, and our players are out there, they're executing it. But I think it's, you know, we haven't changed. The same game calls we made in games 1, 2, 3, and 4 are the same ones we're making in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's just our players are executing it at a little higher clip. And the one thing I thought we've always done on the defensive side of the ball and everywhere since we've been here is play with great effort. Now the efforts match with technique. The efforts match with fundamentals. And I think you're starting to see guys, they've always run to the ball. But, you know, sometimes they were a step behind because – you know, they didn't read their key the right way, and they went left when they were supposed to go right to start. But now they're closer to the work, and they're getting things accomplished.
We do not talk about special teams enough. Great job, certainly, in coverage and very solid throughout. And Donnie Jones, what a weapon he's become, Chip. I mean, he's just been so solid, so consistent, just so professional.
He is. And again, that word keeps coming up, but I think the teams that are successful are the ones that are consistent. And, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. And there was no bigger situation than when we were backed up on that punt in the fourth quarter. And for him to uncork one there and pin him inside the 10-yard line was exactly what we needed as a team at that point in time. But to win and to beat a good team, you need to be clicking in all three phases. And I think, you know, that's what really happened is we played well offensively for three quarters. And then our special teams and our defense did an unbelievable job of finishing the game off.
All right, Chip Kelly, we thank you very much for joining us in studio, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.